Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chazdai, Pesach Vansir, Haram Mir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. We're going to discuss the five reasons why we are losing the battle to keep the land of Israel in the hands of the Jewish people, why we're losing the battle on the ground because of the evil government in Israel. We're going to discuss that first. And then we're going to discuss all the controversy about Donald Trump and Trump University and his attack on a Mexican-American judge and all the implications of that. What the real meaning of all of that really is. But first, let's discuss the situation in Israel. There are five reasons why this phony right government that is worse than governments of the left. Because sometimes the phony right can be worse than the left. And you have in Israel a situation where phony right governments are responsible for most of the retreats from the land of Israel since the 1967 Six-Day War. It was the phony right government of Menachem Begin that gave away all of Sinai. It was the phony right government of Ariel Sharon that expelled all the Jews from Gush Katif. It's the phony right government of Benjamin Netanyahu that agreed to surrender Hebron, Israel's second holiest city, the city of our forefathers. And I can go on enlisting the betrayals of phony right governments in Israel. But there are five reasons why the current phony right government of Benjamin Netanyahu, Naftali Bennett, and Avigdor Lieberman are creating a so-called Palestinian state in everything but name on the ground. They're setting the stage, they're creating this Palestinian state, even though there is no Palestine and there are no Palestinians. This is an Arab lie and an Arab bluff. And a historic fallacy, a completely bogus claim. But a Palestinian state that would mean national suicide for Israel is being created on the ground. And here are five reasons why. Number one, there is an anti-Semitic freeze on Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem for the past 7 years that we've had the Netanyahu regime, the Likud government. For the past 7 years, there's been an anti-Semitic freeze on Jewish building. Why is it anti-Semitic? Because only Jews are not allowed to build. That's anti-Semitic. Anywhere else in the world where you would say only Jews are not allowed to build, that would be characterized as anti-Semitic. Obviously, it's anti-Semitic. Number two, second reason why we're losing the battle for Eretz Yisrael, for the land of Israel. The little building that has taken place, the little Jewish building that has taken place in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, the little building or construction that we've seen has been despite the ferocious opposition and harassment and attacks by the Netanyahu-Bennett-Lieberman regime. So whatever little building has taken place has been done despite government opposition and government roadblocks. And the government doing everything they could to stop it. Number three, the third reason why we're losing the battle for Eretz Yisrael, for the land of Israel. Hundreds of Jewish men, women, and children have been expelled from Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem during the past 7 years. Hundreds of Jews have been thrown out of their homes. Their homes have been destroyed. Synagogues, yeshivas have been destroyed. Communities have been wiped out. Hundreds of Jews have been thrown out of their land and of their homes. And their homes have been completely demolished under this evil regime. The fourth reason why we're losing the battle for Eretz Yisrael, for the land of Israel. Jewish heroes like Meir Ettinger, the grandson of our beloved leader, Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, Meir Ettinger and many others, are being arrested solely because of their opinions. They've committed no offenses. The government admits they have no evidence to prove they've committed any offenses. Solely because of their political opinions, they're being arrested and thrown in prison. Now, these Jewish heroes, like Meir Ettinger, are very important to Jewish building and to the Jewish presence in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. They are the spiritual backbone of the movement to make sure that we don't compromise and we don't surrender. And so aside from the fact that it's a terrible injustice that's being done to them, the arrest of these Jewish heroes is a big blow to the movement to prevent Israeli national suicide and prevent the surrender of Jewish land. And the fifth and final reason why we're losing the battle for Eretz Yisrael is because the Arab enemies of Israel, the Arabs, are allowed to build anywhere in the land of Israel illegally, without any permission, on Jewish land. They go to Jewish land, they rob Jewish land and start building and say, this is now ours. Nowhere in the world would you have a situation where this would be tolerated. Nowhere else in the world. Arabs are just seizing Jewish land and Jewish property and saying, this is ours, and they start building illegally. And in 99% of the cases where this is done, the Arabs are allowed to do it and nothing is done against them. And they're building tens of thousands of homes and structures and buildings. Tens of thousands. All over the land of Israel illegally. So on the ground, they're taking over. They're winning the battle on the ground. They're physically winning the battle. And they're creating a Palestine state, which would be national suicide for Israel, God forbid. They're creating a Palestine state in everything but name. As bad as governments of the left of the Labour Party were, and they were terrible, they were horrific, this government of the phony right is even worse. For Eretz Yisrael, for the land of Israel, for the Jews in Judea and Samaria, and in Jerusalem, our sacred capital, this government is even worse than governments of the left. And that's why JTF is so important, because we are trying to wake the people of Israel up and build resistance to this, built to the anti-Semitic building freeze and all the other anti-Semitic policies of this treacherous, vile government. And by the way, Naftali Bennett, who pretends to be a right-winger, he hasn't said a thing, he never did a thing during 7 years of anti-Semitic building freezes. He's been part of all of this. He's just as guilty as Netanyahu. And Avigdor Lieberman, who was just appointed defense minister of Israel, just as guilty. He never did a thing, never opposed any of this. He's also part of this. In fact, he voted for the building freeze when the building freeze was first enacted in 2009. He voted for it. So, this is a government that endangers Israel's survival. And we have to, when there are new elections, when eventually there are new elections, we must bring down this government and we must elect, or at least try to elect, people who will stand up for the land of Israel. And that's what JTF is working to do. We're working to wake people up, and we're working to hopefully create a situation where there will be a political party in Israel that will stand up for the land of Israel, that will not be compromising, that will not be surrendering, that will not be pushing Israel toward the brink of national suicide, God forbid. We don't have that right now in the Israeli Knesset. We have no one. In the Israeli Knesset, the Israeli Parliament, we have no one who's standing up for the land of Israel. No one. So there's a desperate need. And JTF and our Hebrew movement, we want to awaken people, and that's a critical job that has to be done. And of course, we also support financially the Jews in Judea and Samaria, the Jewish heroes, the families of Jews that are being imprisoned just because of their political beliefs, political dissidents. We support them financially, we support them morally, we support them with videos that we do. You know, we're trying to support them and do the best we can to fight against this terrible phenomenon. So that's the battle in Eretz Yisrael. That's the battle we have for Israel's very survival. And it's an important, obviously, it's an important, important is not the word. The destiny of the whole world is determined by what happens to this tiny little Jewish homeland. Read your Bible, you'll see. God decides the destiny of nations and decides the destiny of the whole world based upon what is done to his people in the land of Israel. And when he has traitors among his own people who betray the Jewish people, it hurts Israel and it hurts the whole world. So that's why JTF's campaign and activities on behalf of the land of Israel are so important. The second subject we want to speak about is Donald Trump, because Donald Trump this week has been lashing out at the judge in one of the three fraud cases that he faces over Trump University. Trump University was a pseudo-university where tens of millions of dollars was stolen from middle class and working class white people. Those are the victims in Trump University, people who trusted and loved Donald Trump and were loyal to him. He stole money from them without any conscience, no concern whatsoever, just ripped them off and schemed to rip them off. There are now three lawsuits pending against him. He should be in prison for this. He belongs in prison because fraud is also a criminal offense. They should put him in prison. If this were done by someone less powerful than Donald Trump, they would be in prison. There'd be a multi-count indictment against them, and they'd go to jail for a long time for this type of outright robbery. But anyway, there are three lawsuits against him, and in one of the suits, you've got a federal judge in San Diego who is of Mexican-American descent, and Donald Trump says because the judge is of Mexican-American descent, he can't judge the case fairly. And so I just want to say something in regard to all this, because there's debate back and forth, should Trump be saying this, and so on and so forth. The people that Donald Trump ripped off were not Mexicans. The people Donald Trump ripped off were working-class white people. They were his fans. They were the people who loved him. They were the people who watched him on television, watched his stupid reality TV show where in a very cruel way, he fires people and he humiliates people on TV and insults people on TV. And they loved that. You know, his followers loved seeing him with his cruel behavior on television and his nasty programs and his insults. They loved it. They loved it. They loved his worship of money and his worship of materialism and how getting rich is the only important thing in life. They loved that. And so these were his fans. They were like the members of the Trump cult who now support him for president. Very similar. Same profile of people. They were his biggest supporters. When he said he's starting Trump University, and he said, I'm going to make you rich, I'm going to make you a millionaire, he promised them. I'm going to teach you how to become a millionaire. He didn't teach them anything. It was all a lie. And the documents show that the whole program was aimed at fleecing people who didn't have any money, who in many cases were already in debt. And he got them to run up their credit card to the max, to charge up their credit card to the max, and basically, in some cases, give him their whole life savings. They handed over to him, trusting him, believing him, that he was going to teach them, he was going to make them rich, and he was going to teach them all these skills and how to make them rich. These working class white people were ripped off by Donald Trump. Because he has contempt for everybody. He has contempt for his own followers, especially for his own followers. Remember, he said, I like uneducated voters. I like uneducated people. He actually said that in one of his speeches. Sometimes he gets caught telling the truth. And of course he likes uneducated voters. Those are the ones that are most likely to support him. Those are the ones who are dumb enough to support him. These people were dumb enough to trust him with Trump University. They gave him $35,000 tuition. $35,000 tuition for a university that doesn't even exist, for something that was a complete farce. I mean, how stupid could people be? And he mercilessly, even though they loved him, they adored him, and he mercilessly took every last penny he could get from them. I mean, he's not rich enough. He has to steal money from these poor working class people. This is all they had left. And he took every last dime that they had, and in some cases put them deeply in debt. That's what Trump University and the case is all about. So let's not, you know, even in all the debate about whether or not it's a Mexican judge, it's this judge, it's that judge, in all the debate about all of these issues. And by the way, Trump has no right to complain about Mexican judges because he has always been a supporter of affirmative action. He said one of the reasons he was against the Republican Party when he was a Democrat was because they're not for affirmative action. He says, that's an important issue for me. You've got to be for affirmative action. And in Trump University, and in Trump Towers, and Trump, all of, and the Taj Mahal, and all the casinos, and all the other nasty businesses, the corrupt businesses that he built, he always had a very strong policy of discriminating against whites and of having affirmative action discrimination policies. So, just something for you to bear in mind, all the morons who support Trump and think that he's the savior of the white race. He'll stab you in the back in 2 seconds, just like he did to the so-called students at his so-called university. If you agree that we have to wake people up in this country, in the United States, in this election too, and that JTF has to play a role in that as well, because we're trying our best, and that we have to, even after the ruins of this election, after this horrible election takes place in November, that we then have to again work for Ted Cruz in 2020, because I think he'll be a strong candidate in 2020. If you agree that our message is an important message that should be heard, and especially what we're doing for the people of Israel now is critically important, then we need your help. We need your support. We need you to help us. Of course, we need you to help us with our videos, to promote our videos in Hebrew and in English. We need you to become active on our main page, jtf.org, that the great Shlomo does with updates all the time. We need your prayers, urgently need your prayers. Prayer is very important. And checks, money orders, and cash donations make a big difference. Every contribution makes a big difference. Our big downfall is we don't have enough funds. We've never had enough funds to really do what has to be done. That's been our big downfall. But with what we're working with, we're still trying to make a difference, and I think we do make a difference, especially in Israel. I think we do make a difference when we help, for instance, the families of Jewish prisoners in Israel, and we help Jews that are being expelled in Israel. I think that that especially is critically important. But if only we had more funds, we could do so much more. And so, God bless the great JTFers who are helping us, who send checks and money orders and cash donations to our post office box on a regular basis. Other great JTFers who help us with online for convenience sake, they would prefer, if you prefer to do it online with your credit card, all you have to do is go to our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org, and on our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org, on top there's a donate button in English, and you can very conveniently help us online. And it just takes a couple of minutes, and very conveniently you can help us online. It makes no difference if people donate online or if people send a check or money order or cash donation through the regular mail to the post office box. It makes no difference to us. God bless the great JTFers that are supporting us. Let's work together as a team. We've got a very tough battle ahead of us to save the land of Israel, to prevent the creation of a so-called Palestinian state. And this year, in the election for president, we have to wake people up and let people know that Donald Trump is not the candidate for conservatives or Republicans or people who really want to save America, Israel, and the world. Neither is Hillary Clinton. Neither one of them are worthy of our support. If you agree that we've got to wake people up and we have a lot of work to do and that you want to work together as part of a team, join with us. Let's fight together. Until next week, for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.